Episode 688 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. And I'm the host of No BS Job Search Advice Radio and the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com and No BS Coaching Advice.com. You know, emotional intelligence is one of those terms that's bandied around frequently among HR professionals in particular. And well, I describe it in this show as being something important that you need to demonstrate on your interviews, particularly if you're a senior or executive professional, and the show is focused on how to show it when you interview. I'm sure you'll find this helpful, particularly if you're a senior professional. And if you do, please give the show 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people discover the show. And by the way, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Now, let's get going. And I'm back with some more No BS job search advice to help you find work more quickly. Now, this one is about interviewing and what firms are looking for. And for years I've said, this is like a math formula. They're looking for competence, self-confidence, character, chemistry, maybe a little charisma, also translating into all of which, when you add it up, translates into personal leadership. But I want to add another criteria in there, especially the more senior you are, and that's emotional intelligence. Now, EI is one of those quirky things, but I want to point out how effective it is in you getting it and how you respond to demonstrations of emotional intelligence. When you look at articles that you're reading online, I'm not talking about news stories, but blog posts from individuals who are talking about themselves. Are you responding to people who are just flatly giving you data, or people who are talking from their heart a lot more? I find in the U.S. that connection with the heart makes a huge difference in how people connect with someone. And that's true on interviewing as well. So the more senior you are, the more that quality needs to come across. For juniors, you know, more often than not, they're looking for puppies, you know, happy, hi, I'm a sheepdog, and I want to learn, I want to work hard, I've done some good stuff, and I'm obviously not talking about that behavior, but they're looking for individuals who are eager, want to learn, want to work hard. But the more senior you have, your ability to handle situations with texture, and not just simply, rattle off a bunch of things that you did, how you went about doing it, without taking the human quality into it. You know, I had a staff of individuals who had different kinds of problems. One person on my staff had a mom that was ill that required time off. I had another one on staff who, and you start talking about their problems. And I'm not raising this as a subject to point out their defects, because they aren't. This is just the way life is. But, I had to work within the framework of key people on my staff going through a crisis at a particular time. And how I mobilized people to work around these issues was, and you talk about that. Notice this is an example that goes beyond the typical by the facts kind of response. And this kind of demonstration of emotional intelligence, particularly for senior talent, goes a long way toward having you stand out. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.